perhaps there are other things, but I certainly think thorough review and our project meetings are essential to that. So appreciate all the time that you put into preparing this and going over it with us. Scott, thank you.
Justine.
I just have a couple comments. And I respect, obviously, what Mrs. Webb said, but I see things a little differently in terms of that's their job. That's where we're paying them $1 million, in one case $4 or $5 million to do these things. And we talk about not being malicious, and no one's trying to get over on anybody, then you could sit there and argue that if the contractor's not trying to get over on us, then we wouldn't need Scott to haggle for us because he would just give us his best offer right out of the box. That isn't the case. This is business. The superintendent is not responsible for this project. We as a school committee is. And how it's different in terms of the private sector is that we know in terms of if I'm building something, I make that determination of whether or not I want to pay for it right then and there. The town of Reading, the citizens said, no, don't build me something for $55 or $56 million, but rather $54 million. And there's going to be trade-offs. And we have, unfortunately, in the past couple of years, and I don't know if it's going to come up, if we're going to do it again, but we've taken money out of educating our children. Money has been taken out of the operating budget that the taxpayers have given us to educate children. Whether or not we feel as though we met that and this is what was left over, the fact is we have taken money out of our operating account to educate our children to supplement this this high school project. We made the determination that that's the way we should do, but, you know, we got to make that determination on a go-forward basis whether or not we want to continue doing those things. And I think that's really a serious question we need to do. The school committee voted to rescind authority from the superintendent to make change orders for conservation, which is a town of Reading organization. If any organization is going to help us, it's going to be a fellow town organization, but this school committee took that power right from the superintendent. I don't know, I'd like to have some discussion whether or not that would be appropriate, what the consequences would be from Scott or Dave's input, because, you know, I'm looking at something of adding additional takeoff boards at the long and triple jump areas for $14,000. I mean, what is that? We've spent a tremendous amount of money on the athletics, and coming from me, probably people find that comical, but the fact is, I mean, how would the track, how could the triple jump boards not already be in the specifications? All it is, you know, a board jumping. I mean, what is that?
On that particular item, Dave worked directly with the athletic department on it, and all we worked on was the final negotiation of the price. So if you want a description of that, I might ask him.
These are the things that, you know, they all add up. And, you know, I hear low dollar amounts, but $20,000 here, $10,000 here, it adds up.
That specific item was didn't have the quantity that you could take off in both directions.
What do you mean quantity? Distance?
No, the total number of takeoff boards is short based on the ability to leave from both locations based on need. And so in higher end tracks facilities, you add additional takeoff boards. You only have the minimum, and you press them before the maximum, and you do that.
So long jump, there's one board you take off from.
I'm not going to debate that with you at this meeting, but you can talk. We can look into it.
It's about wind direction and being able to run from both sides.
Mr. Chairman.
Ms. Gibbs.
Thank you. I think the frustration that I feel some of the members of our board are feeling is it just smacks of we are a school committee in charge of this building project. And this is not usually what happens. Typically, there is a school building committee in the town made up of people in the town who are experienced in this area. And I can speak for myself, having grown up in a household where my dad did public and private construction, I am in no way experienced to, you know, ask the questions that perhaps an engineer or someone else would be asking. So I think that sometimes we become a bit hysterical at things that perhaps we should not, that a school building committee would typically understand and know about and then report back to the school committee. But sometimes I feel that, you know, it's a disservice that we don't have that, and therefore I'm thankful very much to have Scott to explain these kinds of things and to sort of quell the hysteria.
You still haven't answered my question in terms of if this board voted to rescind the superintendent from making any change orders on this, what would that do to this project? In terms of if we got to meet every day or every other day to do change orders or something along those lines, you know, once a week, whatever.
I think it would slow the process a little bit because right now the reason we put that process in place and the reason it's in place on every project that I've been involved in is because there will be things that come up on a, certainly on a, at least on a weekly basis, that will need immediate approval, that will be either unforeseen conditions or construction-related items that need to be approved in order to expedite and not stop the process of moving forward construction.
Okay.
Good. Mr. Donovan, I'm going to make a closing comment.
Okay. A couple comments. First of all, the fact that this school committee is acting as the school building committee, while it may not be what's done at every town around the Commonwealth, this is certainly the job that we signed on for, and I'm not pushing that responsibility off on anyone, and I accept it fully. And I accepted it fully when we decided to build this high school. And some members of this committee have been through many other building projects, so I don't think that we're neophytes. And I don't think tough questioning of the project manager who's being paid, you know, significant amounts of money, or the design firm who's being paid to do this, is acting in a hysterical manner. I think that we're, you know, probing because we're having information in front of us which is not really all that palatable.